This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Hey, look, Andy's arriving. Yep. What a crawler. He's trying to bring us breakfast in today. He's trying to get in the good book.
He's cooked breakfast. He's got eggs.
Ugh, and the smell of them.
Are you an egg man?
Well, no. Well, yeah, I mean, I like an egg on toast. Is that what you... Is that where we're going?
How do you like your eggs?
Oh, I like the white bit. I don't like when the white bit's clear. That makes me gross.
Does it?
Yeah.
What about if the yolk's runny?
Oh, I like a little runny on the outside, on the inside.
Okay. Can you think of anything else you'd do with eggs, apart from throw them at someone?
No, I used to colour them and make my children like run through the garden and look for them. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, something like that. Well, another man has thought of something else to do with them.
Okay.
Yes, there was a report published last week in the Dutch Journal of Medicine.
Oh, it'd have to be Dutch.
And it was titled Step-by-Step Approach to Rectal Corpus Alienum. In other words, how to remove foreign bodies from you.
Oh, how to remove... Well, I always find the best way is to tell them my name and my phone number. That makes them run very quickly. Ask would I like to stay for breakfast.
And then give them one of your eggs. It says, ladies and gentlemen, the paper begins, patients who visit the emergency room because of foreign bodies are certainly not exceptional. In recent years, the problem has even increased on the basis of three different cases where we present a step-by-step approach for the removal of them. So this guide is in this hospital on how to remove them because they're increasing.
It happens a lot. I have a girlfriend who's a nurse and she says you'd be quite surprised how many people says I was having a shower and I accidentally slipped and this Coke bottle, I don't know how it ended up with that.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, I was running down the stairs naked.
Where are we going? There's one case that is making all the headlines because patient C is a 29-year-old man. He went into the emergency room and it says patient C came into the emergency room around midnight because of acute stomach pain, the study reports. And together with his partner, he'd put 15 boiled eggs.
Andy, where do these eggs come from? So
nobody's 15 offering. Boiled eggs.
But that's okay. Look, it may be he was trying to hatch them. You've got to keep them warm. Have you ever? I've lived in the country and you've got to keep those babies warm. And if that's how you do it, that's how you do it.
No, she shouldn't have done it because it actually caused some problems, I think. I think it caused some tearing or something very serious. But 15 boiled eggs. And I was thinking about it and I don't know if their shell was still on.
Yeah, well, I'd be impressed if they were emu eggs. You know, what the hell are you on about? I mean, it all depends. It doesn't say budgie eggs, big deal.
But there might be an application for this because if you ever hard-boiled an egg and had trouble peeling the shell off.
Because you're boiling it incorrectly.
Because I often boil them and then, you know, getting the shell off is... This could be a good way of getting the shell because you could just crack it.
You boil them incorrectly. So you put your egg in cold water.
Right.
You bring it to the boil. As soon as it boils, you turn it off. 1 minute soft-boiled. 2 minute medium.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, once
because I keep it boiling.
And then you stop the brown bit around the edge and your skin will peel easy.
Really?
See, ask a single mother. We know everything.
Well, maybe that's what this guy was trying to do. Maybe he was trying to crack his eggs. I reckon there's something serious behind
it. Well, maybe he wanted to get pregnant. I think there's something wrong with my eggs. I've been trying to get knocked up for years now. I was reading messages, and you know I can't do two things at once.
Okay.
Yeah. What are we on? Love it when people send us messages.
We were talking about eggs.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So how do we boil eggs? How do we cook them? Some people do other things with eggs as well.
Yeah. So when it says here, boil your water first, then place your eggs in, this separates the eggs from the shell.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm going to say straight up, you're wrong.
But doesn't it, when you stick them in when it's boiling, doesn't it crack the shell? Does it crack it?
Yeah, well, I learnt how to do it by an old lady farmer and she showed me how to do it.
Right, okay.
She also taught me a lot of things as well.
But I wonder if you would have had fresh eggs on the farm, though. They would have popped straight out.
Yeah.
And you would have cooked them.
Yeah, whereas I'd be chasing the chicken around trying to get breakfast. If it doesn't come, I'll just squeeze it out. No, that's not true. No, but some mornings we would wake up and I'd say to the kids, what would you like for breakfast? They'd go, eggs. And I'd look at the basket, oh, bastards. I make them run around the bush and try and find the back.
Because I don't know. Mine come from the supermarket or market. I don't know how old they are. They're probably a month old from being laid.
Well, let it go.
The Western Sydney Aged Care Facility working to break the monotony of life.
Oh, I love this article.
Has invited two drag queens to live among the residents. How good is this? They're called Tacky in Paris and then the Motel Sisters in Care. And they've got a four-week artist in residence program at the Abel Tasman Village in Chester Hill in Sydney.
What? I mean, what a brighten up your day. You'd be sitting there, sitting in your own pee and wee, wouldn't you? You're sitting there in your own excrement.
And they come
watching daytime TV thinking, oh, for God's sake, God, just take me. I mean, that's what you'd be thinking. And the next minute, in would walk Glitter.
And creativity, because they've set up, they've got a high-class luxury day spa.
Of course
set
it's
up.
High class.
They've done room makeovers.
Oh, could you imagine that glue gun and some tinsel? But they do. They go. So if you can't get out of bed, they arrive to your room and they just...
How good would that be? And that high tea, they put on high tea. For those that are, you know, more mobile, they've done an adventure walk.
That'd be exciting, wouldn't it? So we take you around the back streets of Oxford Street, you know, see if you can make it down the back alley.
But I like this, though, because on the adventure walk, they help them, the residents help the drag queens find items that they'd lost on a big night out.
Oh, and it's so true.
Have so you there's ever a seen, purpose to it?
There's always, when you go home, the drag queen's missing one earring, a heel, you know, something off the back.
I think it's great. Zumba classes, aromatherapy, nail sessions. Oh, this is, like, what a great thing.
Why don't we get him in here?
We should try and get him in. And aside from friendship, the village's clinical manager said the queens had improved the health of residents. She said, we usually have a GP come in and do regular medical changes or monitoring. They haven't had to do that as often.
Because people are laughing. You know what? This just proves the point. Drag should run the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who runs the world? not Beyonce, drag queens, let me tell you.
They probably do a better job than what our politicians at the moment do anyway.
Do you know, actually, I think Canberra should drag up a bit, because I tell you what, Mr. Potato Head could look some bit of Libby put on. Who's the one we got now? ScoMo.
He looks funny.
Imagine. Has he ever heard about those things called a girdle? You know, that gut of yours, mate, you suck it in like that. If you're going on TV...
He may not be able to breathe if he did that, but I'm just picturing Mr. Potato Head with some red Lippy on.
Yeah, that would be...
That would look funny.
Long live drag queens.
One of the drag queens said, we have to sit down at the end of the night like everyone else here and put our feet in Radox.
Well, first they untuck, then they take their shoes off. And maybe hang on, we've got here an egg expert. He hasn't told me his name. He's either his name's like Egbert or Egwina, I'm sure. Yeah, because he's an egg expert.
But I want to get to the bottom of the eggs, because I've got to confess, Tom, I eat about 6 eggs a day. I'm not joking. Minimum.
That explains the smell. But I want to go, here we go. So fill up a glass of water, you place an egg in it. If it floats, it's old. If it sinks to the bottom, it's fresh. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, that's true. So if you get your egg and you put it in, so the quicker it sinks, the fresher it'll be.
Okay, I'm going to test. You know what? I'm going to do a test of the supermarket eggs today.
But let me tell you, Egbert or Egwina, whatever their name is. Yeah. It's got another one. Warren, place your egg in boiling water with the spoon so it doesn't hit the bottom of the pot.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you do, I just throw them in and like...
Well, Egwina here is an expert. She must be... So I think about the end of the week on Joy Press, you'll be able to get Egwina
here.
We will know
how to cook the best boiled egg.
He'll have wrote a book on it. Yeah. Have you ever blown an egg? No, I knew you were going to go there. That's just really rude.
What do you mean blown an egg?
Well, you put a little pinhole inside either side of your egg and then you try and mess up and you try and blow the yolk through the little tiny pinhole. It nearly kills you. It's like trying to...
So hang on. So you'd have to put 2 pinholes in,
correct?
Do you?
Yeah.
So it's like a little... One of those little...
Yeah, and then you try and blow... First, you've got to break the egg up inside.
So you've got to shake...
And then you try and blow it out. Yeah.
So hang on. So... But why would you want to do this?
Well, because that was the first egg we ever got from the chicken, so we kept it. It was like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was times. And then when the kids used to have their birthday, they used to like to keep the birthday egg. But then I got sick of doing it, so I used to swap them and tell them that was their egg.
Does it spurt very far when you do that?
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
So you couldn't sort of walk past someone and blow an egg at them?
No, you can't.
Oh, I like this. You could put a bigger hole in it and do it.
Well, that's true. You could.
While we're on the topic of eggs, a married couple who failed to conceive were told they'd been having the wrong sort of sex for 4 years after a doctor realised the wife was a virgin.
No.
It's true. The unnamed husband and wife sought out medical help earlier this year when a team of medics visited their village in southwest China.
How long have they been having sex for?
Four years.
Four years?
The doctor was quoted as saying the couple were very young, the man 26 and the woman 24. They were very healthy.
You should know better by now.
But despite being married for 4 years, couldn't conceive. Mm. And the family apparently was giving them a lot of stress and pressure.
Oh, could you imagine coming from an Asian family and not having a baby would be hell.
But while asking about the wife's medical history during the village visit, the doctor was told that they'd been having sex on a regular basis.
But
But the wife said, the experience was unusually painful.
Has she not heard of lube? I mean, lube it up.
No. But she wanted to become pregnant, so she kept doing it. And the woman's symptoms led the doctor to believe that she may have had some sort of, you know, condition or something. Mm. But she didn't.
No, because it was going in the wrong end. What's happening? Yeah.
It was going in the wrong end. For 4 years, they had no idea.
That's really terrible.
I actually think it's really sad in a way because, I mean, yeah, it's like it's terrible, but also does it mean that they're not educating?
Well, you know what it says to me? This is called natural selection. These people aren't meant to breed. Like, if you don't know how to do it at 26, you're not meant to be doing
it. But maybe they, I don't know, they might have had a sheltered life or something. Maybe they haven't been exposed. But anyway, 4 years they tried to do it.
Yeah, but whether you're exposed or not, you walk down the street and, you know, the local dogs in the park are doing it. If you ever been out in the bush, there's a cow jumping. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the doctor handed the couple a sex ed handbook and gave them guidelines before sending them home. And the advice appeared to work because news of the wife's pregnancy arrived just a few months later.
Well, that's really nice. I would have liked to be Ned. Could you imagine drawing the pictures? Now, that little thing goes inside here and, you know. Yeah.
They reportedly informed the now retired doctor that they were finally expecting by sending 100 eggs and a live hen as a gift to her former hospital.
Well, I hope they're not the same 100 eggs that come from Dutch yesterday. Where were those ones? I hope they're not the same eggs.
We've got a prize to give away. What are we going to give away, Tom?
Hang on to something because the excitement's building. Yep, voucher, Mercedes Me Store in Melbourne. We've just Googled it, so it's actually like a cafe.
A cafe?
Yeah. Enjoy a $50 voucher to spend at the Mercedes Me Store in Melbourne. Cafe culture meets Mercedes-Benz lifestyle. By day, you can simply sit and enjoy great hospitality from partner ally, or engage with Mercedes-Benz like you've never before in a casual and relaxed environment. So basically, you get $50, it looks like it's a cafe, go and buy like some, get red cordial and spill it on the front seat of their Mercedes.
Oh, the ones with the white seats.
Yeah, no drinking red cordial with your $50 voucher.
It says by day. What happens by night?
By night, though, special events, it's a place to experience standout collaborations in art, food, fashion, sports, design and innovation. Jesus, what the hell is going to go on down there?
I don't know.
Sounds like a circus.
Yeah. You got 50.
So $50 to send a Mercedes store.
You know, it's just,
I'm going to stand out the front and sell those fluffy dice for, what, $49.95? Now, if I had a Mercedes, I'd want a fluffy dice. That'd be great. It says Macca and team will bring you your news and culture from queer perspective from this hub of creativity. It's a joy sponsor. Wow.
They're broadcasting live this Saturday, I think, from there. Is that right?
Oh, we're coming up in the world. I mean, now we've got Mercedes sponsoring joy.
We should do, well, let's gate crash. Do you think they'll
pick a, can I, will they pick me up? Get me here by 5:30 in the morning?
They might. So $50 voucher. You know, that kind of reminds me, like, you'd go in there with your $50 to buy whatever you want to eat or your fluffy dice.
Well, you ain't buying a Mercedes with $50.
And you come out with a car.
Could you imagine? Yeah.
That's a
good ploy.
Yeah.
Get everyone drunk and then get them to sign up to $140,000 car. Because I'd be stupid enough to do that. Yeah.
And that's a bit like, you know, when you go into Bunnings or something, you know, you go in for a clothes peg and you come out with a barbecue.
Or Andy, or you come out of her husband. I mean, that's how he met Daniel, wasn't it? Yeah. He went in there to get some weed killer and instead he came out with a husband. Yeah. No, this is great. This is a price. $50
for the Mercedes Me store.
Hey, this is not some record or a movie ticket. No. This is $50 to spend on alcohol.
Go and feed yourself or drink. So we want to know, when have you gone in to buy something?
Oh, yeah.
And you're something simple and you've come out with something else.
Shall I tell you my last story that I went to buy? I went to the shop.
Yeah.
I was going through and I saw these little leopard shorts. I thought they were so pretty.
Right.
My children called. Yeah, I put them on. I come out. My children started barring at me. I go, what the hell? They called me mutton dressed as lambs. So I threw the shorts at the lamb. I went back and bought them yesterday, paid $90 for these things. I'll never wear them in my life. Every time I put them on, I can hear.
What did you go in to buy, though? Did you go to buy something else?
Yeah, I was looking for socks.
So you went in for socks. You came with a little pair of hot pants.
Well, they're leopard.
Leopard hot pants. So we want to know, what is it? You've gone in to buy something. You've come out with something.
Yeah. As per normal, Joy, within 3 minutes of me pronouncing something on the radio.
That's right.
Someone's coming in. Have you boys been on mimosas? It's St. Ali Coffee. Well, I'm telling you, I'm reading the sheet here and it's got capital T, capital... No, capital S, capital T and a dot. I thought it was STI at first, so I don't know what that... I thought I did all right by saying ST dot. But I've been told here that I'm in trouble if I don't correct this plug.
So say the plug.
I'm very excited.
Okay, it is.
We're $50 to spend at a stop.
We're giving away a $50 voucher to spend at the Mercedes
Me
store.
I don't know how my excitement didn't come through. I mean, I can see it dribbling. The excitement's happening here. Yep. So I will read it again, but I can't say Mercedes. I've got to say, what's he say? Mercedes. Okay, there we go. Mercedes, my store, Melbourne. Enjoy a $50 voucher to spend at the Mercedes store, Melbourne. Cafe culture meets Mercedes-Benz lifestyle by day and simply sit and enjoy hospitality from your partner, St. Ali Coffee, and engage with Mercedes-Benz like you've never seen before in a casual, relaxed environment. By night, through special events, it's a place to experience standout collaborations in food, art, fashion, sport, and design. Saturday magazine. Saturday, 10 to midday, AEST, what's that, Australian Eastern Standard Time. There we go, I don't need to read that. Hits the road to broadcast live from the Mercedes store. Oh, they're going to be live there this Saturday from 10 o'clock. Macca and the team from Saturday Magazine will bring you your news, culture and queer perspective from this hub of creativity.
So you can go down and watch them.
I just had to reread it because well I did it wrong. Did I do it?
Did you do that very,
it's
very
best when I don't think.
I actually think when you were reading that, I was thinking Tom would make a really good newsreader.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe.
But you know, I'd make it all up.
Maybe we'll have a chat to Colin and see if you can.
He already
roles.
Told me. I asked that time. Then no newsreader come. I said, let me do it. I'll make it up. And they said, no. They've got this big thing about the news. It's like it's got to be real.
It has to be professional.
Have you not read Google? I'm with Trump on this. There's nothing real on Google. Yeah.
So if you want to grab that Mercedes Me voucher, you can.
$50.
We want to know when you've gone in to buy something small and yep. you've come out with something completely
like
different.
If you went to the Mercedes store to get a coffee and you came out with a $120,000 Mercedes
car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you go to Bunnings and buy a clothes peg.
Actually, this is
and
a
come
good
out
way.
With a barbecue.
We should stand out the front here and look for husbands. Now, this is when you're going to know what could you. Yeah, yeah.
Go with your voucher and hang out and hope for
just
a husband.
Just stand there with my voucher and wait for someone to buy a Mercedes. Oh, hello. I got told that's better.
Oh, good.
I'm already
well done.
Getting told it's better. Yeah, I love this. You know, as a 50-year-old, nothing's more enjoyable to come in here at 5:30 and be scolded. I mean, I usually wait until after dark.
You did a good job. You corrected yourself.
You know, as I've always said, you know, what is it? Sticks and stones, you know, might break my bones, but whips and chains excite me.
Tom, a very horned-up dolphin.
Oh, I've
that
I love
lives around the beach town of Brest in France.
Oh, no, it's just off the coast there at Point Cook. It's called my husband. Every time he's rolling around the beach, oh, people grab their children, they run there. We've called the national parks in, Greenpeace have been in, we're involved. Is this where we're going?
This is where we're going. No.
Oh, okay.
It's Nick.
I love Wayne, please.
Nickname's Zaffer. Oh. It's a young bottlenose dolphin. It's been entertaining beachgoers since he showed up in the area last year with his towy displays.
Have you seen the picture? Very impressive.
Very impressive.
They're coming for miles away.
But they've sparked concern that he's getting too close for comfort. According to reports, the horny dolphin hasn't attacked anyone as such, but he's been rubbing up against swimmers and boats, refusing to let people swim back to shore, jumping over people kayaking. And apparently even tossing one swimmer into the air with his nose.
I don't think it's a dolphin. I think they've seen my weekend videos. My holiday.
Not letting people swim back to shore. That's awful. Is that what you do?
No, but my children say they're still scarred because I was always scared of sharks. So every time I don't like being furthest out of the water, so I keep would throw one further out. So I keep throwing it. I'd do it when they were small enough. And I go, I make sure there's someone further to the shark than me. I want to be. So every time my kids, I just keep throwing them. So I have done that, technically.
You're going to go down to Point Cook Beach, and this is Aaron Karma's going to get you, and this dolphin's going to come up and rub himself up against you this morning.
No idea. That's why I left home this morning at 4:15. People are entering our competition.
Right, we're giving away a $50 voucher to the Mercedes Me store.
It's called Mercedes.
Me store. And we want to know when you've gone into a shop or somewhere to buy something and you've come out with something completely unexpected.
You went in there to get a little pair of knickers and instead you come out with a block of units, you know. Funny thing here, look, we've got a man here. He walked into an antique store to buy a chandelabra, a candelabra.
Candelabra.
Yep. But instead he walked out with a six-seater dining room table.
There you go.
Yeah.
Considering
he probably lives in a one-bedroom studio apartment, it's probably the worst thing you ever did.
But I think one of the worst, there's two places that I think of. One is, you know, the Bunnings hardware chain.
Oh, yeah,
you go in there, you come out with everything. The other thing is that flat pack furniture place as well.
Oh, you know, the devil store.
You go in for a tea light candles and you come out with, you know.
6.5 years later.
The Cheryl dining suite or something like that.
6.5 years later, by then you're usually married, you've got three children, you know, and just know you went in gay.
A bride-to-be from Canada has been dubbed the ultimate bridezilla.
Not a Canadian, they're lovely.
After she went on a lengthy tirade against her friends and family, blaming them for her dream wedding being cancelled. So she cancelled her wedding and she blamed her friends. The story went viral after the bride's out-of-control rant was shared on Reddit. And the woman slammed her guests for refusing to pay $1,570 each to attend.
Guests. And she still wants you to bring a present.
And a present on top of it.
I love this woman. she'll be organising my wedding. So if I can get $1,500 out of everyone at... Oh, no, actually, no one turned up. Shit, I should read the story, shouldn't I?
The bride, known only as Susan, announced the cancellation of her wedding just 4 days before the event, blaming guests for not funding her $63,000 Kardashian-style wedding.
So what's a Kardashian-style wedding?
You know, I don't know.
So it's just all ass. Nothing else but ass.
A very expensive ass at that, too.
Oh, here we go. Marcelo went to the supermarket to get toothpaste, but instead he got sidetracked and he bought French champagne. Now, that's my type of man. Who gives a shit how bad your teeth look as long as you're drunk? We're all happy, happy, happy. Oh, we got lots of ones here. Oh, went to Kmart to get Easter egg and instead got a new car.
What, a new car?
I don't think it was from the same Kmart to you. Could you imagine that?
That was from Tenure at Mill Park. She went to get a car. She went to get an Easter egg and she got a car.
I think she got sidetracked.
She better stay away from the Mercedes store.
Hang on, and there's somebody here called Dylan says they love Andy and Warren. Oh, Tommy's good too. Oh, that's really rude. Little Jason from Ivanhoe rang, and Andy has his trouble as well. He went to a Tupperware party just because he wanted the labels for his modulars. Instead, he spent $700. It's a trap. It is.
It is.
Tupperware's a cult. You go in there, they start flapping the tambourine, they blame some incense, next minute you're addicted. You're chucking, you know, you're chicking your lips and they fart, I think. Yeah.
Good. Do they?
Burps, that's it. Andy would know all about
What's
that. So when you close your lid, they should burp.
Really?
Yeah, they should go burp.
Oh, mine don't.
Well, it's because you buy like $2 crap stuff from the crap store. You've got to buy Tupperware, $700. Have a look. Actually, no, but we're giving this away. I wanted... Oh, good on you, Gavin. He went to buy some wine. He ran into somebody he knew bought lube and condoms. The rest is history.
Congratulations, Gavin. You're off to the Mercedes Me store.
And you can have St. Ali coffee while you're having a look.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.